the front of the wagon that you had hit the horses on to. Part that sticks out
about that stump out of the
Called to the top.
Where we hit the horses to the stump.
And the thing you hit
the line get out of the super horse.
Sink it out.
If there were two horses, you could afford to sink it out. Go out on a buggy.
Well, same if this is two horses, then if it's one, I hit you, hook him. Put him between the shaves and hook him.
Well, if you ever heard about the wheel of a wagon has the, you have the hub and then the spokes and then the wood part around the outside. Do you remember what that was called?
After you try to go over it.
Some people call them fellows or felling.
What
about the wagon? The cedar part around the outside of the wagon.
Put a wheel on the bed. You hit a big hole or something, you might break that.
Can't think of it now. One out that way. Cold pile now. I can't think of the name.
You were gnawing the wood.
Okay.
The stove or a fireplace. You might put them on the foot.
If a man had a horse and wagon and he had it full of wood, you'd say and had the wagon full of wood, you'd say, well, today he is, what did you say, hauling or carting or drawing wood?
What about it?
Talking about getting the stump out of the field, you know, back in the old days, you'd say, we hitched the horses to the stump and blank it out of the field, you know, what would you say?
Drug it out.
Okay. And before you can plant, you need to go out and hitch the horse up to something and break the ground. What do you use?
Well, back then they used turn plows. Now they got another kind of plow. They take two or three rows at a time.
Yeah, back then it just took one row at a time.
That's right.
Well, have you ever heard of a Chattanooga plow?
No, I don't remember that.
After you plow, you have to do what to break up the dirt?
After
you plow, you go over it with something.
They take a hard and something new, and then some take a disc.
Okay. What about in the old days?
One of the things that a wagon wheel was connected to used to run under the wagon. You put a wheel on each end.
Might use a what? Move your head
down. Or you hit a big hole or something, you might break the... They're called the axle.
Yeah.
What about a thing that
if you're sawing,
you
know,
they take for
the stove or the fireplace or something, you put them on a
saw rack.
Saw.
Maybe go up and
down the wall.
Well, if it wasn't too big, one you'd put them in the rack.
Something kind of like a big saw.
What about if you land some plank on a saw?
Well, you can put them in a rack too that way.
Okay.
You want to make you too hot for them?
No,
go right ahead.
Take a piece of rope and hang it down to the tree limb, put a little plank in the middle of the thing, but it made it.
Okay.
What about a thing like this? Keep cold.
See, I'm just the store and put some of the
hair off on. Sure.
Let you go. Tearing rock open up there. Just need something that has a wheel on the front end, but it's two handles kind of out the back.
Yeah, he's young. He got good
eyes. If you were working out in the field and you needed to sharpen.
What about the
Miami?